Beyond the Black Stump by Neville Shute.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. A number of substances that are trapped in the Earth's crust will influence a Geiger counter sufficiently to set it clicking, and one of the feeblest of these influences is oil imprisoned in a salt dome or an anticline. Stanton Laird sat in an office of the Topeka Exploration Company, Incorporated, on the 18th floor of the Topex building in Cedar Street in downtown New York City, and explained his work again to Mr. Sam Johnson. He believed that the work that he had done upon his own initiative in analyzing the radioactive indications at the bottom of the pilot drillings at Abu Huaya had shortened the seismic observation program by some weeks and had brought the number 3 well to production so much sooner. And this was the first bore on that site to produce oil in commercial quantities. He had explained this previously to Mr. Johnson in a fairly lengthy report that he had typed with sweating, gritty hands in the hut beside the oil rig where he had lived with the drilling crew. And he had known, as he typed, that Mr. Johnson would either be too busy to read it at all, or at best he would skim it through and merely study the conclusions at the end. In fact, he had done the latter, and he had forgotten all the detail. Only a vague impression on his mind remained, that Stanton Laird was a good youngster who didn't sit around complaining of the heat but got on with his job. Mr. Johnson didn't say much.